7. Extra salt might be lurking in your meat, even if you cook at home and are very careful. According to the USDA, about 60% of all raw meat and poultry products are injected with or soaked in a salty solution. The words enhanced, marinated, basted, or improved on the packaging can signal the presence of salt. To avoid it, opt for label wording, such as contains up to 4% retained water, says Christy Brissett, RDN, president of 8020 Nutrition. 8. Sea salt may sound healthier than table salt, but most sea salts contain roughly the same proportion of sodium, about 40%, as table salt. If you are looking for sodium-free flavoring, try garlic, pepper, oregano, sage, rosemary, and other spices or herbs. 9. Even if you don't have hypertension, it's still a good idea to cut down on your salt intake to reduce your blood pressure, according to a 2017 review of 185 studies. 10. For older folks especially, a heavy hand with the salt shaker may also hurt your head. A study of 975 people ages 60 to 80 with hypertension found that reducing sodium in their diets was associated with lower risk of headache. 11. Still, we all need at least some salt. It facilitates the transport of nutrients and oxygen, allows nerves to transmit messages, and helps our muscles work. The average adult's body contains about 250 grams of sodium, the equivalent of about 3 or 4 shakers of salt. 12. In the 1920s, salt became a primary tool in the fight against goiter, a thyroid disorder caused by iodine deficiency. Iodized salt became common in American kitchens, and cases of goiter nearly disappeared. Today, only about 53% of table salt sold through retail is iodized. 13. All that said, the number one use of salt in the United States isn't on food at all. In 2016, about 44% of salt went toward dicing roads, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Only 3% was used in agriculture and food processing.